Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Friday the 26th of February. Hi, I'm Paul and I'll be your host this morning in the news today. We have international cricket with the New Zealand and Australia playing in a T20, and boy was that a cracker. India and England's test match has finished in just 2 days. Also England and New Zealand will be playing in the women's one-day international as well. Rugby news for you from the Six Nations and also Super Rugby. We'll bring you up to speed with what's going on over in Australia in the A-League and the NBL. So that's football and basketball. We'll head over to the States for the NBA basketball and also golf action in the PGA, the European PGA, and also the LPGA as well in that one. So lots of news going on this morning as we head into or head towards the weekend. It's nearly here, folks. Not much longer to go. So let's kick off over in the States over in the Americas with the golf as the PGA continues with the Puerto Rico Open. Currently, Garrigós leads at 6 under par. Tim Wilkinson is our Kiwi representative there. He is currently tied 52nd at evens currently. It's just in the first round, so plenty of time to go in that one. The European Tour kicks off with the WGC Mexico Championship, so also over in the Americas currently. It's again in the first round. It's a bunch of leaders at 3 under par. There's no Kiwis involved in that one. Over in the LPGA, it's the Gainbridge LPGA in that one again. The opening round there, Lydia Ko will be playing in that one. She's yet to tee off in that one. She her tee time, it says at 6:36 a.m. So she should be teeing off right now, or should be playing that opening hole. Currently, the leader is Ko on 4 under par in that one. Keep it here with the morning sports briefing at 7 a.m. every single morning, where we'll keep you up to speed with how those golf tournaments all progress over the next 4 days. Keeping it in the Americas and over to the NBA in the basketball. There were 9 games yesterday. The particular score that jumps out is the Jazz beating the Lakers 114-89 in that one to cement their hold of the Western Conference. They're now 26 wins and 6 losses ahead of both the Clippers and the Lakers. Clippers on 23 wins and 10 losses. The Lakers 22 wins and 11 losses. So a good lead there for the Jazz currently in the Western Conference. Eastern side, yeah, it's still the 76ers, Nets and Bucks. The game that we would all have been keeping an eye on was the Pelicans versus the Pistons. The Pistons took out an early lead in this one as Steven Adams returned to play for his Pelicans. Impressive rebounding saw them with 45 rebounds to the Pelicans compared to 38 from the Pistons. Helped to see the Pelicans win this one at 28-118 with a good comeback in that second half, particularly in the final quarter, winning that one 32-22 for that 10-point win, both in the game and in the quarter. Steven Adams racked up another double-double, 15 rebounds and 14 points on his return. Zion Williamson led the scoring with 32 points and Brandon Ingram with 27 for the Pelicans. On the Pistons side of things, Isaiah Stewart came off the bench for 10 rebounds and 11 points for a double-double. Josh Jackson led the scoring with 25 points again off the bench. So some problems there clearly for the Pistons. Keeping it with basketball and heading over to Australia for the NBL and 2 games yesterday. The Melbourne United beat the 36ers 82-73. our breakers are having a real tough time on it at the moment. We're sure they are hampered by injuries, and they have been downed by the Kings 96 to 78 in that one. The breakers had a really good start, winning the first quarter 30-20 point, everything went wrong in the second quarter, but they only scored six points to fall behind, and they never really caught up after that. For the breakers, Corey Webster led with 24 points. Ty Webster also got 18 points, but no one else got into double figures for them. For the Kings, Jordan Hunter led with 24 points, that one to his team to victory. And the difference was four players there got into double points. You see much more, whereas the breakers needed more from their backup players. Looking at the table then, that means that Melbourne United are top of the table with eight wins and just the one loss, followed by the Hawks. The Breakers stuck at the bottom of the table with just one win so far this season. Sticking over in Australia and looking at the A-League, no games yesterday, but we do have a game today. Perth Glory will be taking on Brisbane Roar. That kicks off at 11 p.m. New Zealand time. The Phoenix are back in action on Sunday when they'll be taking on the Newcastle Jets, 8:10 kickoff for that one. In the rugby then, and the Fiji Rugby Union is searching for investments to keep their hopes of a Super Rugby team alive. Apparently, they need private capital of about $10 million to make it to get the franchise off the ground and make it into Super Rugby. So if you have a spare $10 million and would like to invest in the Fiji Super Rugby team, then get in touch with them. Over in the Six Nations, and another player has tested positive for COVID from the French team, and that means the game has been postponed. We'll find out later today as to quite what that will mean for the rescheduling for that game. So France versus Scotland has been postponed. The Super Rugby Aotearoa kicks off this evening with the Highlanders taking on the Crusaders. We've followed up that with Super Rugby AU, with the Reds hosting the Rebels. And then we'll have two more games on Saturday. You can get a preview of all those games here on New Zealand Sports Radio. We recorded that for you last night. So that's available on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter as a video. Or you can download the podcast. Just search New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those wonderful places. You can get our preview of those games. Also, we'll be live straight after the Highlanders and the Crusaders whistle blows with our post-match reaction. So do join us for that. I'll also be back on at 8 p.m. on Sunday reviewing all four of the games as well. So lots of coverage of the Super Rugby for you here on New Zealand Sports Radio and helping you enjoy sport more. Moving on to the cricket then. And don't forget that today, New Zealand's women will be taking on England's women in the second one-day international down in Dunedin. Obviously, we'll bring you news of that tomorrow on the Morning Sports Briefing. That starts at 11 a.m. We also, let's start off with over in India, where we saw the conclusion of the test match in just 2 days. England were initially bowled out for 112 in that first innings, and it looked like India were totally in control. England came back, though, and bowled out India for 145 with a surprise hero for England, with Joe Root taking 5 wickets. A lot of people would say he would be a key player in this game, but that would be with the bat, not with the ball. So he took 5 wickets for 8 runs in his 6.2 overs. A fantastic return as he wrapped up the innings quickly. Leach had done the damage at the top of the order with 4 wickets for 54 runs off his 20 overs. England went back into bat really struggled there. Ben Stokes top scorer with 25 and Joe Root with 19. Ollie Pope got 12, but nobody else got into double figures. Axar Patel took 5 wickets. Ravichandra asked from 4, and Washington Sunder chipped in with 1 off his 1 over for just 1 run. As England were all bowled out for 81 runs. That gave India a target of just 49 runs, and they reached that with no loss, as Rohit Sharma and with Simran Gill did the damage, 25 runs and 15 runs each, seeing India win the test match by 10 wickets in just 2 days. Axar Patel with his 6 wickets in the first innings and 5 wickets in the second innings was the man of the match or player of the match in that one. So congratulations to him with his 11 wicket haul in the game. There'll clearly be questions around the pitch now with that game finished in just 2 days. And there's been lots of comments from the English press in particular about the pitch. Look, both teams have got to play on it, and India did very well there. Down in Dunedin, we had the second T20 between New Zealand and Australia. And Martin Guptill, after a fallow period, really struck form, scoring 97 off just 50 balls. He was joined by Kane Williamson, who scored 53 off 35. When those two were going, it looked like it was going to be a dominant Black Caps display. James Neesham also scored 45 not out off just 50, off just 16 balls there, as New Zealand reached 219 off their 20 overs. A bit of a collapse with Phillips, Conway, Santner, Southee going for 8-2-0-6, and Carl Jameson didn't actually face a ball when he got in. Meant that perhaps the total wasn't as high as some people thought at one point. For Australia, Kane Richardson took 3 wickets for 43 runs, leading the bowling there. Australia then set up their chase. Josh Phillip with 45 off 32 balls, but really was Marcus Stoinis with 78 off just 37 balls, and Daniel Sams with 41 off 15 that propelled Australia towards that target of 220. Mitchell Santner with 4 wickets really helped to put a bit of a break on the innings with just off just 31 balls. Trent Boult also bowled well. No wickets, but he only gave up 30 runs in his 4 overs. But it was James Neesham with the final over of the game. That was his only over, giving up just 10 runs and taking 2 wickets to win it. Australia really were as Australia restricted to 215 for 8. So yes, they needed 15 off that final over. A wicket, 2 dot balls and a wicket by James Neesham to open the over really was what did Australia in. They were looking at an improbable victory there. They looked in a good place there actually to score 15 runs off that last over. Martin Guptill was player of the match with his 97 at the top of the innings as the Black Caps lead the series 2-0 now. Having won that away, just 4 runs in the end. A cracking game between those two teams. That's been 2 cracking games on the trot, and no doubt we're looking forward to the rest of the series between those two sides. You have now started the day the best way up to with all of the important sports news. Don't forget that you can get the final one of my interviews from the Merry Merry Jet Sprint Championships at the Sprint Bowl today at 6 p.m. They've been coming out every day of the week this week. Also, last night I recorded a review show of that event, so hopefully we'll be seeing that up soon. It may go up on the New Zealand Jet Sprint Association's page or my page. I'm not sure yet where it'll get posted, but yes, some great good chat there in the Jet Sprint. Have a wonderful day, folks. The weekend is almost here. and catch you all this evening while we watch the Super Rugby Aotearoa kick off.